This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the spark. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z here on Arm Ring Shred with me, Sister Zainab. And you know, what is the spark? By spark, I mean this is something that could be a person we meet, could be something we read, could even be something we see, or maybe even just a sudden insight, a sudden realization, almost like, we could describe it as an inspiration. You know, maybe some people do receive like an inspiration from Allah. Something opens up to them in their heart and mind. And this sort of spark, some people might call it an aha moment, can prove very important, because there are times in people's lives where a spark can sort of guide them or even sort of push them quite rapidly in a particular direction that changes the course of their life. And obviously I'm going to add in there. So this spark can also be provided by our encounter with people, especially, let's say, the purified people, good people who we look up to, who sort of we want to emulate in some sort of way. And obviously here, in this series, in these episodes, I talk about the martyrs, and obviously who better to look to than the martyrs. So I'm talking today, I'm actually giving advice, talking about our martyr Rahba and what happened to him, because he benefited from a spark in his life looking at someone else. So just to give you an idea, he's talking about an encounter that sort of continued. So these were repeated encounters with the leader of a particular group. This is well before the Islamic Revolution in the 1960s. It's actually even earlier. This is when the Armata de Rahba was only 14. Welcome back to A to Z here on Arm Ring Radio with me, Sister Zainab. So I'm talking about an encounter. When Armata de Rahba was 14, he was born in 1939. So we're looking at the sort of early sort of 1950s. So he was 14 and he met this very famous person then called Nawab Safavi. And so he was listening to him. And Nawab Safavi was quoting from this very famous narration saying, "Son of Adam, prepare your provisions, for the road is long, and reconstruct your ship, for the ocean is deep." And so Armata de Rahba refers to that time in his life, and he says that this person ignited a blazing spark. So these are words of the Armata de Rahba, a blazing spark in the depths of my soul, which drove me to display the utmost concern for Islam and society and to contemplate the future of Islam. So these are quite significant words. And when we think that this is a 14-year-old, young man, a boy saying this, a 14-year-old child, really, is a tremendous thing. It's quite unusual. And obviously then when we look at the remainder of his life, for sure we see that indeed he spent his life displaying the utmost concern for Islam and society and contemplating and planning and focusing all his efforts on the future of Islam and indeed on the future of the Islamic Republic of Iran. So what do we gain? What obviously do we gain from this? Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.